Tamsin, when we spoke around about 9 months ago, you shared your vision for WASPs then. Did we see that today?
I think we saw everything this club and this brand is about. And even with the performance, you know, it was not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but that is a new team, a new group coming together. That is them taking a hell of a lot of pressure and working together and grinding out a win. And I'm really proud of them. I'm proud of what everyone's done and achieved here behind the scenes, you know, to turn that stadium around, to get it like that, to get over 2,000 people here to our first game. How incredible is that?
Tickets had obviously been selling well, and season memberships, which shows there's a need for the sport in the area.
Yes, and I think that's brilliant. I think, you know, West Midlands have been crying out for a club for so long, and you know, there was lots of changes coming into the Super League with three new teams coming in and making it 10. And you know, we've all had to dig down and start brands from fresh and start teams from fresh. And I think today was just reward for everybody's hard work.
What's pun number one?
Go on.
When Sophia came on, did she add a bit of a sting to the side?
There was a real buzz, wasn't there, when she came on, Andy? I thought Sophia Kandapa was excellent today. A lot of pressure for her. You know, she's had a difficult week in training. She wants to be on the court. She's dying to get back out there. We're having to rein that in a little bit. You know, she's got back from an ankle reconstruction in 9 weeks. Like, it's amazing what she's done. Fair play to our physio, Andrew, who's helped to do that. Thought she was incredible today. That was the Sophie of old. As I said to her, you know, you don't lose anything in 9 weeks. You just need to chill and take your opportunities. And she was brilliant. She was a calming influence. I thought the partnership between her and that Haythorn weight was exceptional.
Her and Lucy have been going through the rehab together.
Yeah.
It's nice when you've got a teammate going through it at the same time, just giving you
extra boost. At one point, Andy, we had more players on the sideline in injury camp than we did having on the training court, hence why I had to get my training shoes back on. Yeah, look, it's great that they had each other to do it. I'd have preferred no one to have to go through it. But they're a very supportive team. You know, they're working together, and you saw that from the bench today. They were very involved, and yeah, they're a good bunch.
I mean, I thought the entire squad throughout, they all had the great patches, but Nat, maybe, queen of the stings?
I thought Nat was incredible today. How she controlled that fourth quarter was insane, especially at goal attack. She went on there, she was really smart. You know, I brought her in for that reason. I love working with Nat. I think we need more time together for her to feel really comfortable in this team, how she wants to play, and I need to give her that opportunity as well. So I'm really impressed with how she's coming on. Thought she made the difference for us when the pressure hit. And yeah, I was really impressed.
What about Mavs? Were people like Ash and Keisha, were they the main threat? I mean, Lindsay's going to be pretty strong anyway at the best of times. But
Mavericks have got a strong team. You know, we talk about, you know, then everybody at this level has got a decent team when you go and play for player matchups. There's no particular weak links. I thought Mavs were great today. They stuck to their game plan. They did what they needed to do. I thought we rode decisions at times well. We had to. You know, it was clearly not our style of play all the way through the game today that was particularly like. So it was a difficult game for us. But I thought fair play to Mavericks. They were great in many things, many areas.
Both of you could be buzzing around the top four.
Yeah, I said from the beginning, 6 or 7 teams will be going for that top four spot. 6 or 7 teams, which is going to make it messy. There's going to be, at times, people winning and losing to each other. There's going to be games like today that are going to matter when it comes to the final four, because, you know, when you're losing games by 2 or 3, the other way around, and it gives you another jump up the ladder. So it will matter. Today will matter, and I'm really pleased that we were the ones on the winning end of it.
It's early days anyway with the league, but, I mean, you can't really take too much from other teams' results so far.
No, I think you've got to stop looking at what other teams are doing to each other. I think you've got to start looking at player matchups. You know, it doesn't matter. Storm are always going to score loads of goals. They've got a 6'8" shooter in there. That's going to happen. So what you need to look at is who matches up best, who matches up across the court. I think in the second half, we got it right with our player matchups. We started to pull it away, and I think if a few 50-50 calls had gone the other way, I think it would have been a lot less tight at the end. But that's netball, and we ground out the win anyway.
How do you see Loughborough next?
I think Loughborough will probably be our toughest opponent so far, to be honest. They're flying high. I think they've got players all over the court. Like, people want to talk about our team. They've got 3 international players across their midcourt. They've got Ugandan international in their circle, a Jamaican international in their circle. They've got an ex-ANZ Kiwi in their other end. they're a good team across the court, you know. I think people need to start looking at other people and talking about their teams, because, you know, I'd be annoyed if I was Loughborough and people weren't going that they're up for the title. They are really in it, and that'll be a tough game for us on Saturday.
And the other day after Sirens, it was maybe false to suggest you were a little upset with the teams when you had that sufficient lead.
Anybody that knows me knows how
I work.
Did
they take it in?
Oh, the players are fine. They know how I work. It's one of those things. I want us to push on. I thought today at times we could have pushed on. I don't think they were helped with lots of different things that went on today. So it's one of those things. The reality is the players say they want to win. I say we want to win. All the other teams are saying the same. So at some point you've got to take some responsibility and go, right, how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
So, against Sirens, I thought when we were 10 goals up, we could have been a lot more confident. I thought today when we went ahead, we could have been a lot more confident. So that is going to be the ongoing theme. These players have got a hell of a lot of pressure on them. And at some point, that's the bit that we've got to cope with, because actually that will be the only thing that will stop this team in certain games.
But mentally, everybody's all right after that and just looking forward to the weekend.
We're really happy. They're really happy. They're a really happy bunch. We're really happy off the court. They're doing some fantastic stuff, and I think we have to remember that every time we play a team, they're going to bring their A game, because everybody wants to beat Wasps, right?